with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Jimmy Carter is being remembered in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, where he died yesterday at the age of 100. Plains Trading Post owner Philip Curlin says the former first couple would forever be part of Plains.
Plains will always have President and Mrs. Carter here. They're always going to be here in spirit. And in every little thing that goes on here, they'll be here, because we're all going to try and be a little kinder and step up our game and maybe do a little more for other people.
There will be a state funeral January 9th at the National Cathedral in Washington. He'll then be laid to rest by his wife, Rosalind, in Plains. President-elect Donald Trump endorsed Mike Johnson for another term as Speaker Monday, correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Trump wrote in a Monday social media post, quote, "He will do the right thing and we will continue to win. Mike Johnson has my complete and total endorsement." Johnson replied on social media, quote, "Thank you, President Trump. I'm honored and humbled by your support, as always." Trump's endorsement comes as Johnson faced some resistance from Hill conservatives ahead of Friday's vote, but the president-elect's backing could stifle other opposition. Many Republicans see Trump's endorsement as a critical boost for Johnson. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich praised Johnson for the way he handled his role as the top speaker in the House. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Cleanups underway after a strong storm system spawned hail, rain, high winds, and tornadoes across the southern U.S. over the weekend. At least four people were killed. A National Weather Service official says that as of Monday afternoon, over 30 tornadoes have been confirmed. Crews were working through reports of about 50 tornadoes from Texas to South Carolina. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 418 points. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first of the new year brings hundreds of new laws. California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff to notify parents if their children change their gender identification. The legislation was a priority for Democratic lawmakers who wanted to halt policies passed by several districts. In Delaware, a new statute will require state employee plans to cover abortions. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stocks fell on Wall Street as a strong year for the market looks set to end on a sour note. The S&P 500 closed 1.1% lower on the second to last day of 2024. The benchmark index still on track for its second straight yearly gain of more than 20%. The Dow gave back 1% and the NASDAQ composite lost 1.2%. Declines in big tech companies like Apple and Microsoft weighed on the market. Boeing fell after one of its jets skidded off a runway in South Korea, killing 179 of the 181 people aboard. The Dow was down 418 points to close at 42,573. The NASDAQ lost 235 to 19,486. The S&P 500 dropped 64 points to 5906. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.